Penguin Book Writers, this is David here. How can I assist you?
Hi, is this Penguin Book Writers?
Well, that's correct. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Donna. I'm curious, how much does your book marketing package run?
Well, our book marketing packages, you know, start from a minimum of about like $400 each month. So, and the least that you could purchase is about, you know, 4 months of a plan, which is almost $1,600. So that's the least that it costs because, you know, it involves a lot of work in terms of creating content and then pushing it forward on all those 4 months of time. And also, it includes, you know, different kinds of efforts and making sure that you have a larger online footprint. And the best part is that it's intended towards making sure that we're able to produce results on the upward of, you know, producing and giving you return on your initial investment of about 200%. So that's what we have as a bare minimum when it comes to a promise and a guarantee with the kind of expertise we've got in this, you know, in this work. And that's one of the reasons why we are able to promise the results and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about your book video trailer? How much do you charge for one of those?
Well, it depends on the kind of duration that you're looking for and also the different kind of videos that you're looking for. So let's say if you want to do a whiteboard animation, it would cost you different. Let's say if you wanted to get like a 2D animation, that's going to be different, or isometric animation, then it's definitely going to be different. And if you're only looking to get a, you know, kind of a video where, you know, you do much of the work in terms of probably just giving us some recordings that you want us to just put together and do the editing on it, and it'd have a different cost altogether. Now, can I ask you about your book, first of all?
Oh, actually, I have over 100.
Oh.
I published books, and I have over 30 authors. However, I have an author who reached out at least to your organization, and I'm in contact with the individual that he was talking with, who I was told was through Penguin Book, which is a totally different situation. And so I was just curious what we're looking at, because I provide traditional publishing, so there's no upfront cost, and then royalties are split in a traditional method. And we do marketing, we do develop trailers, we provide proofreading, we do book editing, et cetera, all the things you do, we do.
Well,
however, at some juncture, it becomes the author's initiative. And if Penguin Books was looking to actually buy out the author, I was willing to consider that. But now I'm doing a little more research. I'm seeing that that is not the case at all, that in probability the author reached out requesting information about publishing and then also book marketing. So I was kind of interested to find out what the rate is so that I can better work with my author and kind of determine what next steps to take. However, being that I do have a large portfolio of authors and diversifying tasks is never a bad thing, contingent on your rate structure, because you know, $1,600 to begin with, for a lot of my authors, it's going to be over the top for them. But, you know, if I could give you my email and you could send me a cost list, I might be able to cross-market, and or maybe we could come to some type of agreement.
Sure.
If you're, who's the company? Let's see about us, who we are. Okay, so I see a gentleman's picture. I'm sure it says who he is in there. No, it doesn't. Okay, yes. My email is Donna.
Just
I'm going to give you the easy
one. Just going to make sure to just pick up my laptop. All righty. Perfect. All right. I've got it now.
My email is Donna Inkornworth. This is the easy one. I have a business one that's long. DONNAINK at gmail.com. And if you could just send me contact information to whomever I would need to ask those questions, then I would be able to kind of get some information.
Sure.
Processing back and forth.
Perfect. Donna.
Okay.
All right. Just wanted to make sure I get that email right. So you said DONNAINKAlphaIGlooMMachineAndKKilo@gmail.com.
No. It was Donna, DONNA, IN, as in Nancy K, like an inkwell, ink. Donna Ink, one word.
Sorry, I got that right now.
At gmail.com.
Perfect.
Okay.
Just want to make sure I get the phone number that you're calling from right as well. Could you confirm that?
Yes, it's 910-528-4347. And we're a small, publisher. And actually, we have a new thing we've started working with, where we have actors as authors. We have we're registered on IMDb. And,
that's wonderful.
We have authors coming aboard who, have had longstanding careers in the acting field and starting to develop their work, which is an interesting process. So
that's wonderful. So great to know. Now, I wanted to ask was also if you could, I do have a bit of an understanding in how traditional publishing works, but, what are the kind of offers and what's the way an author sort of submits their work to you? Could you sort of just let me know?
We put out a submissions call and authors answer the submissions call. But we do have a wide range. We do fiction and nonfiction. We produce fiction and nonfiction, and we do have kind of an expansive list of genres, which is probably counterintuitive to monetization. But we just work with folks who we have a specialty group of authors. They really want to be traditionally published. They don't have a lot of upfront money, and we help them to make some return on their initial investment. And some of them want to be earning large funds as authors. Others want to be recognized in their locality. We kind of achieve their goals, and it's more personalized. But, I've been in this industry for over 25 years. I really do need to kind of turn it over to a more monetizing. It's
absolutely
largely a lot of, it's like a labor of love, mostly, for the authors. So we are looking to make some adjustments so that we have more of an earning space, because it's just becoming the sort of thing we need to do.
Absolutely.
But,
all right. Thank you so much, Donna. Just I think one more thing before we just wrap it up. I just lost track. Well, I think I wanted to ask you about, in terms of royalties with a traditional publisher, could you sort of tell me how it looks like? Let's say you publish, a book on online.
Well, we negotiate that author to author, and it's privatized data, but I can tell you that we do use the standard traditional if we do all of the front-end work, book development, editorial, cover design, marketing, marketing plan, we do press kits, we do press releases, there's a whole slew of things. When we do all of that, that's a lot of upfront costs. So it's usually configures between 15 to 25% that authors receive, and we receive the rest. For the print media, for ebooks, it's the 40-60 split. We take 60, they have 40. Some authors, though, we give them a 50-50. Depends on what it is and who it is. And we do have some business books emerging that we do like a 50-50 split. And then we just change the front end and they might outlay a little money on the front end so that we're not absorbing all the costs, that kind of thing. We just work it out with the author. You know, but authors today want to be wholly on Amazon. And, you know, we tell them that Amazon takes a lot of upfront funds from them. And, you know, they don't quite grasp it, where if there's independent sales, they make a larger percentage share of earnings. But authors have a tendency to like to be noted on Amazon and noted on Barnes & Noble, and don't like to sell from the website. If they sell from the website, they have almost 100% profit margin, so the split's much nicer.
Absolutely.
If they sell through, you know, but, you know, you can't keep beating a dead horse. So I just want to make their decisions, and we just roll with that. So,
got it. Yeah, one really important question, I think. I didn't get a chance to ask about the name of your company as well.
Donna Inc. Publications.
Oh, it's by our name. That's wonderful. That's so good to know. And you guys have a website that I could look up to as well?
Yep, it's DonnaInc.shop. We had DonnaInc.com for over 15 years, and my mother passed away, and during that time frame, we got stolen by a Chinese franchise. I don't even know. But we've got a letter out to ICANN to see if we can secure back our website.
Oh.
They're trying to sell it back to us. It's $7,000.
Oh, my God. $7,000?
And I don't want to pay for a website we own. Huh?
$7,000 for the domain, for the website itself?
They want to sell it back. Chinese group. They did phishing and hacking.
Oh.
And they took the website.
Ransomware. Okay. It's called
and they turned it into a porn site.
Oh,
but now it's like
God.
Tease. It changes. So we have friends in that arena, and we spoke to them, and they said that we just need to contact ICANN, and, which is the World Wide Web organization, and see if they can't get us a site that. Also,
That's
we were told by Wix that after a year, they usually aren't interested anymore in trying to sell it back. They acquire websites where they know that there's been, you know, there's activity, so you're gonna have a desire to pay to get it back, but they charge you about $7,000 for that.
Got it. Now, one of the most
and then they have to steal another one.
Oh yeah, yeah. One of the most important.
There's no guarantee
parts...
they won't steal it twice.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things I wanted to tell you was, you know, when it comes to the kind of book publishing we do, you know, we just sort of assist authors with self-publishing, and assist authors with the hybrid publishing, or you could say a kind of an entrepreneurial publishing options that they do themselves. So one of the key factors and works that involves when it comes to book marketing is creating their author website. Now, we've done a lot in the past, and we'll definitely be doing a lot in the future as well. So we create those. So we've got a section and a few people within, you know, in-house or in our company who sort of do all that work in terms of creating author websites. And I feel that if I am able to look up what this issue is related to your website, I think I might be able to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as the website now, it's DonnaInc.shop. It's a little different because we had to regenerate the website. So I really haven't gotten to double down on that. We do have some author websites. We don't make author. I used to create an author website for all the authors.
Oh.
We don't do that now because to maintain them costs. And
yeah, it's too much. I mean, but since we've got a different model altogether, the authors have to pay for it.
Yes, exactly, and that is something we wanted them to do. But again, our authors are used to getting things for free, and they don't want to have to pay for their site. Now they will go then outside of us and make a determination to create a website and pay for it. But for some reason, because we make it so amenable to them, they don't want to give the money to the website that is created on their behalf. They want the free service, and then they'll go out and pay for another service.
Yeah. Now,
I don't understand it.
Donna, how many editors do you feel, I mean, do you have working with you? I want to know, because you probably told me you've got...
We have a three-phase editorial process, and usually it goes through three different editors in that process.
That's wonderful. I mean, there's so much information that I could. I'm fairly new. I mean,
you can grab from me. Yes, I know. But
yeah,
I do want to get some information back. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just feel free to let me know whatever you need. What I'll do is, let's do it this way. I'll write you an email right now, or your email.
Okay.
It's just going to be a salutation. Just want to make sure you get my email, right? And
okay.
So it's just going to say hi, and that's about it. And let's just, you let me know what kind of information you want, and I'll go ahead and try to share that with you. And then just feel free to, and if there'd be anything I wanted to ask, I'll go ahead and do that. Would that be good?
Yes. Okay. And we can continue our conversation that way. All
Perfect.
Right. Thank you.
Just wanted to make sure. Over the phone right now, do you have, by any chance, access to your email so that, you know, I could do it right now and get an call
over the
phone?
Oh, so we
can
see that it came through?
Yeah.
Just a moment. Let me go back here. I got a chakra card reading. I haven't gotten it yet. It's D-O. D as in David. O as in ostrich.
Yeah.
N as in Nancy. N as in Nancy. A as in apple. I as in interesting, N as in Nancy, K as in key.
Got it. I've just sent it from my side just about now. I think you might have it in just a couple of moments.
At gmail.com. I haven't got it yet.
Yeah, it's just going to take like just a little longer than usual, I think, sometimes. All right, sent from my side. Shows that it's sent.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm so sorry. Okay. Nope. There it is. You are David Harper?
That's correct.
Hello, David.
Hi, Donna.
Okay.
Hi, Donna. I look forward to collaborating more, is what I want to say.
All right. Thank
All
you.
Right.
I do
Thank
too.
You.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Good.
Have a wonderful night.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye for now.
All right. Bye.